Greetings, everyone in the house. Greetings, everyone in the house. Greetings to everyone that's watching tonight. We know what tonight is. Tonight is the greatest night of your life. You believe that? Say, yes, it is. This is the greatest night. This is the greatest night. This is the greatest night of my life. Look at your neighbor and say, this is the greatest night of my life. Give the Lord praise. Give the Lord a shout. Tell the world what it's all about. You have the word of the Lord in your mouth. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun will not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. I love that. The Lord will keep your life. Say, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Come on, do this. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Say, I'm blessed. Every minute of the day, say, I'm blessed. In every single way, say, I'm blessed. Of the Lord God Most High, I'm blessed. And I'm here to testify that I'm blessed. Every moment of the day, I'm blessed. In every single way, say, I'm blessed. Of the Lord God Most High, I'm blessed. And I'm here to testify that I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Come on, sing it with me. I'm blessed. In every single way, I'm blessed. Every moment of the day, I'm blessed. And I stand here to say, my testimony is today, I'm blessed of the Lord, and this is what I say, I'm blessed. Thank God, I'm blessed. The Lord will keep you going in and coming out. He will keep you from this day forward and forevermore. Say, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. What do you believe? What is your conviction in the earth day to day? Day to day. Our faith, the word says, by faith we understand. Do you know what that says? My understanding comes from my faith in who He is. By faith, well, how do you know this? How do you know that? By faith. I understand. We've been talking a lot about taking dominion, and tonight I want us to take dominion in the earth. We're going to do it from this place, just like a satellite. We're going to take dominion from this spot in every dimension of your life. Every dimension of your life. God spoke to me a while back, and He said, when you pray, pray concerning the nations. I was reading just the other day again, and God's speaking to one of His children, and He says, I'll give you the nations. I'll give you the nations. He spoke to Abraham. He said, I'm giving you nations. I'm not only giving you nations, I'm making nations to come out of you. And then He said, I'm making kings to come out of you. Do you hear the word of the Lord? You hear the kingdom of heaven. Jesus said, seek the kingdom of God. Seek the kingdom of heaven. And He said, and if you'll just seek Him, He said, if you'll seek me with your whole heart, you'll find me. Because God is holy. It's not a partial seeking. It's not partially believing God. It's not tentatively believing God. It's always consistently believing God. But if we believe God, like the word says, if you're going to believe that He's God, then you have to really believe He is God and that He is a rewarder of those that seek Him. So we've been talking a lot about taking dominion over the earth. And we're going to just, what we're going to do tonight, we're going to do it. You know how we're going to do it? We're going to do it like a group of men came together one day and they just said, let's just, in Nehemiah, they said, let's just give God the glory. Do his name. And they said to the whole company of people, different nations, they said, let's bless the Lord. Only the Lord God created the heavens. See, we have the power to broadcast. If I had wings and could take off and fly to the uttermost part of the earth, well, we do. We have the wings of faith. My understanding, your understanding, doesn't come from day-to-day activities. It doesn't come from science. It doesn't come from reading books. It doesn't come from experience. It comes from faith. And then faith begins to build your understanding. Faith begins to build the interior. That's how you begin. That's how you take dominion over your mind, where peace comes in. The moment you strike a chord of God is all power, God is all authority, God is all present, God is all the time, your mind just settles in. You want peace to come? A pill doesn't work? Or you don't want to take a pill? Take a praise. Take a position of praise. I mean, swallow a whole big mouthful of glory be to God and take dominion over your mind. Because this is what is so incredible. And the Lord showed me this, and I thought, how do I put this? How do I put what I'm seeing into a vocabulary that's intelligible? How do I say this? How do I say this? We are so honored to be able to take a position. Just like the children of Israel today, God said, remember, God led them to an impossible sea. And he said, I'm going to show you my glory here. I mean, what do you believe? What do you believe? What do you believe? I fought a lot of battles in the adolescence of my salvation because I believed in it. I believed into battles. I had a lot of challenging times because I allowed religion to teach me. I allowed religion to teach me to believe for it. And that when that was happening, then I was doing something good. But I read just yesterday, or may have been today, that the righteous are blessed of the Lord and evil can't find you. The righteous are favored of the Lord and he leads us where we should go. We take dominion by acknowledging the glory of God in all the earth because our understanding doesn't come from what we see. That's why the word says we don't live by sight, we live by faith. And if we understand, remember the word says, when you understand, when an understanding comes into you, in other words, it becomes a part of the way of your faculties, of the way you calculate. I'm going to be blessed. How are you figuring that? Look at your bank account. No. By faith, I understand my resources are going to increase. By faith, I understand Jesus is going to turn the water into wine. By faith, I understand that I'm going to throw some salt in a stagnant pool of poisoned water, and it's going to be clean from this point forward. By faith, I have an understanding, and your understanding at that point becomes the law of life. And that's what the word teaches us. This is the law of life. What? The just live by faith. And it's even documented in the kingdom of God. The word says it like this. It is written, the just shall live by faith. You're about to encounter the outpour of God's blessing and favor, just like the waters of Elisha that will never go bitter again. It will remain sweet from this day forward. The Lord will be your shade. He will guard you. He will bless you forevermore from this day forward. We take dominion in the earth by the blessedness of the Lord. Let us lift up our voice and declare we are blessed, for God is great, greatly to be praised, and the Lord is greatly with his people. If you believe that, if your faith allows you to have that understanding, Lift up your voice and shout, yeah! Come on again. Take dominion over your mind. I'm blessed every minute of the day. I'm blessed in every single way. I'm blessed. And I stand here to say, I'm blessed of the Lord. That's my testimony today. I'm blessed of the Lord God Most High. I'm blessed. This truth I cannot deny. I'm blessed. In every single way, I stand here to testify. This is what I have to say. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. And I can rest that I am blessed. God did all that he did in the, and you can take your seats. The Lord says he created all of the earth. And I'm telling you what we're doing right now. We're taking dominion over one part of who you are. We're taking dominion over the earth of your mind, the soil of your future. Okay? We're taking dominion over that. Now we have the right, spiritual rights carry all the authority of life. Spiritual rights carry all the authority of life because they cannot be changed because they are consistent with the mind of God. That's why he said, I'm the Lord God, I don't change. I don't change my mind. What I said, I said. So God said, before I create you, humans, men and women in the earth, he said, I'm going to declare the blessedness of the Lord. Before you can make a move, before you can do anything, I'm going to declare a promise before you. Remember Sunday, we talked about it. Your future really isn't ahead of you. Your future is before you, like before you were and before you. And what's so important about that is you can't mess it up if you just believe. That's why God said, they can't do it without believing in me as all God, all good, all holy, and all righteousness. How many times does God say, I want my glory to pass before you? I want you to walk in my glory. Why? Because in the glory of the Lord, or the radiance, or the light of the Lord, you see all the profoundness of who God is in you. That's why he invites you to walk into his glory. But what do you believe yourself into tonight? What are you believing yourself into? What is your understanding? Just as we started this off this evening, what is my understanding? I'm blessed. My only understanding is I'm blessed of the Lord. Why? He created you for his purpose and for his pleasure. You were and you are created. So often believers throw life off to chance. I hope this doesn't happen, or I hope this does happen. I've learned the most profound peace is whatever happens in my life is ordained of the living God, and it's there to present and to propose the blessing. And God's going to ask me one question. What do you believe? Do you believe? Do you believe? And that's God's asking you the same question. Do you believe where you are today? Whatever it is that seems to be opposing you. Remember, the earth is created to resist you. That's why God said, rule over it. Bring it under your power. Have dominion. So when you do, it yields its strength to you. Same thing in your mind. Our future is from a promise. How many agree with that? We are called the promised of the Lord. We inherit the promises of God. God gave Abraham a promise. Well, why did it take so long? Because a promise has to be something that is before you. It's not something in the future, or else you'd have to try to get there to get it. But God, in his goodness, in his holiness, he said, I'm going to make you a promise, not contingent upon what you may or may not do. That's why God said, as for myself, this is the covenant I will make with you, says the Lord. I'm going to write my law in your hearts and in your minds. I will establish them. So when we're believing God, we're not trying to get somewhere. We're understanding where God has brought us. We're not trying to get into the future, because that gives us a sense of, what if I don't go far enough or high enough or run fast enough, or if I just don't have what it takes to get there. So God said, I'm not doing it that way. He said, I'm doing it by promise. By promise. Promise is before you. Before you arrive, promise is there for you. How can that be? Because God knew you before you were created. He had to think about you because we're all part of who he is. We're all part of his thoughts. He said, you didn't choose me. I chose you. And I created you for my purpose and out of my favor. And when God creates something for his purpose and his favor, it has the stamp of a promise. You can do and be and walk in the will and the favor of God. And in humanity, God says, I want you to do one thing so that honor, I can give you the honor of your faith. I can give you the mind of understanding by your faith. So whatever you believe, I'll bring to pass. And then he says, whatever you ask of me, I'll bring it to pass. But we go back again to the promise. The promise was before you. Before we arrived, God gave us a promise. So we don't have to go into the future to get it. All we have to do is stand affirmed without having a double mind. And that's saying, God, doing it, the first commandment, I have no other gods before me. There is no other power to govern my life. There is no other authority around me. There's no other wisdom. There's no other force. There's no other power but you. That's worshiping God as God alone. That's single-mindedness. Your mind comes into the sense of faith. And what is faith? Faith is God is all things at all times. He's always with me. He leads me. Remember, I will lead you in the way you should go. God told us how to think, how to believe. I'll lead you in the way you should go. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. All things are going to work together for your good. And no evil, no evil will come nigh you. The sun, what does that mean? The earth itself will not strike you down. The heavens won't strike you down, whether it's daytime or nighttime. But what God is calling to is a body, a people, nations of believers. And he's raising them up today. Today. To do, as they said in Nehemiah, let's just come together. And there's such an affirmativeness in this passage. And it says, bless the Lord for his goodness. Bless the Lord because he delivered you from the land of Egypt. Bless the Lord because he blesses your grain. He blesses your wine. He blesses your flock. He blesses your seed. He blesses your kinfolk. He blesses your children. That's taking dominion over the soil of your mind. So when the word of God comes into you, it becomes a part of your heart. You think about it like this. The mind is the soil by which the word is planted. And the heart is the root of that word. When we solidify, how do we do that? With one mouth and one tongue, I will bless the Lord. With one mouth and one tongue, I will bless the Lord. That's why the word says, even to get saved, you have to do one thing. You have to believe. So think about this. How many of you believe God is more powerful than any evil force in the world? And if God needs it, then certainly any other force would need it, right? God is first. So if God requires faith for us to be blessed, we're already blessed. That's why I'm saying we don't go ahead. But for us to believe how blessed we are. And that's where we make fertile the seed of our mind, or the soil of our mind. So the word of God that we hear, it's planted, it begins to spring out, and then it gets into your heart. You know what I'm talking about. Someone can say something negative, and you'll go, oh, whatever. And then someone will come back and reiterate, man, did you hear what they said? Eh, that's all right. I can't believe they talked to you that way. After a minute, it goes from here, and it takes root here. And once it does, what happens? You're ready to defend. You're ready to fight. Yeah, well, they're not so great either, you know. And there you go. And that double-mindedness. What? You're not talking like a blessed individual. You're talking about someone contending for a position, like you're having to reach out. Now, Paul said, I leave behind, but he's talking about I leave behind the tainted mind, and I press forward, how? With the mind for the high calling, the praise, the glory of the Lord. I'm attaining that. And this is exactly what he's talking about. That's why he said, then with the mind I serve God. Revelation is so important. It's such a key factor in getting the soil, your mind, prepared. So the heart receives it. It takes root. And then what we speak takes place, comes to pass. This is the season. I prophesy to you like Joel did and like Peter did. This is a day, says the Lord God, that I will raise up nations that will praise me, that will know that I am God, and I will be their God, and they'll be my people. And I will bless the doing of their hands. I'll bless the steps of their feet. I will establish them in the earth, and they will glorify me, and I will pour out my glory on them. And the earth will yield forth its treasures, and yield forth its blessing and its strength and its increase. And they will be called the planting of the Lord, the high priests of God. And they will bear witness, and the nations will look and call them blessed. And the Lord will establish them forevermore. That's the heritage of the Lord. That means that's a promise before you. So nothing you can do can thwart that. But when we believe in the singleness of God, the goodness of the Lord, in our declarations every day, that's why we say here at PFC all the time, something great is going to happen today. It's not, yeah, but there's no buts in God. There's only yes, and in Him, amen. So if we have to believe God in order to invoke within us that root, that seed, you certainly would have to believe in evil for it to have any impact in your life. And because evil is not a promise, it's a miss after the fact, then God always brings us back to the promise in which He has established you. So I pray for you tonight. I prophetically pray that the waters of God, that the waters of heaven, that the rain of the Lord would rain on the seed. And as the Spirit said, as Jesus said, the Holy Spirit is going to bring to your remembrance everything that the Father has said to me, whether you hear and heard it with your own ears or not. You're going to hear it with your mind. You're going to hear it in your heart. And I pray right now in Jesus' name for a tremendous awakening to discerning in the Spirit what is the will of the Father. What is the will of the living God? To not only walk all right, to not only feel okay, but to walk in the profound blessing of the Lord that overwhelms your senses with peace and confidence and joy and insight, that revelation gives you your understanding by faith in the word of the Lord. And I prophesy this is the day, the great day of the outpouring of the Spirit of the living God on all flesh. And we reach out to the nations today. And we declare and we prophesy, hear, O nations of the earth, for the Lord God has already spoken. And Father, we pray tonight. We're going to pull on heaven. We pray tonight, Lord God. We pray tonight for a great awakening to righteousness. Not the righteousness of man's doing, but the righteousness. How righteous is the Lord? How holy is our God? We pull upon the heavens of God. And we declare, let the glory of the Lord be pulled out and poured out in such a fashion that we can pull it out of ourselves as we would pull carrots from the ground, as we would retrieve grapes and vegetation from the earth, the fruit from the trees of God's favor, the blessedness of the promise in the Genesis of time, the garden of the Lord. As the word declares, even later on, I will make you like a well-watered garden. The fruit of provision, the fruit of increase, the fruit of abundance. That your righteousness will be seen. And what is that? that we declare the righteousness of God, that our understanding by faith is we are the righteousness of His praise. We are the righteousness of His doing. We are the righteousness of His salvation. We are the righteousness of His word. We are the righteousness of His love. We are the righteousness of His life. We are the righteousness of God in Christ. I pull upon the heavens of God tonight for an outpouring that brings an awakening in your mind, that the soil of who you are becomes the provision of your future, because your understanding is by faith. And what does our faith say? I'm blessed of the Lord. I'm truly blessed of God. If you believe that tonight, say, I'm so blessed. Hear yourself. Let your ear. We talked about that. The ear never really hears. The eye never really sees. They convey information. They convey the will of the Father. Jesus said, I am the conveyor of the will of the Father. I am light. That's what light does. Light sends information into the eye, and the eye sends it into the brain, into the mind, if you will, in the spirit, in the mind. And we say, God has said. That's where prophecy is born. The light of God's will makes us, that's how we can prophesy. It's not just the Holy Spirit comes and whispers in your ear, and then you can. The Holy Spirit does what God said. He confirms what God has already put on the inside of you. There isn't anything coming out of the earth that God hasn't already put within it. But I'm telling you, there will be mysteries that will spring out of the earth that we have never known in all the years that the earth has been. And so it is with the promise of God. That's why I said, I'm going to do a new thing. Because God said, my thoughts towards you, not just like I'm thinking about you, but my thoughts towards you are so many and so deep. You could never discover them on your own. There wouldn't be enough hours in the day. But by the Spirit, He's revealing those treasures in you. And it's those treasures that build the future that you are. We're not here to make it through. We're here to make it new. We're not here to just get by and just try. We're here to be the vision of God's eye, to be a revelation of the word of the Lord in the earth. If I didn't see such fruit from the spirit of prophecy and believing for a new thing, believing for the depth of God, it would just, why not just teach what you've been saying forever? But it's the faith of God that digs out the treasures, not that are in the future, but we are the future. You are the future, designed by God, because He put within us the will of His purpose and the purpose of His will. And that's why prophecy can continue to come out. God has already established who He is within us. And as we grow in the knowledge of who He is, we fortify the soil of our minds. And God can speak a word. That's why I said, if you walk this way, if you believe me, if you seek after me with your whole heart, He said, I'll be found of you. And I'll reveal treasures and mysteries and secrets. Why? Because it begins to change. It's like it changes the geography of our world. It brings the fruit of praise. It brings out the goodness of God. I beseech you by the mercies of God, don't look at this season and at this world that we live in as just coming to an evil end. We have come to the dawn of the revelation of a new day. And whatever God does, that's why He said, even when you see things going on around you, you see wars and rumors of wars, He said, I need you to stay center-minded on the blessedness of God. I need you to rejoice. I need you to know that the redemptive time of your power is at hand. Don't let the world manufacture your future. Let God reveal it through you. It's already been created in Him and by Him, by promise. Promise. You have the promise of welfare, of blessedness, of a great future. And what thwarts that revelation or that manifestation, as it were, is that we discount what it is based on the environment we find ourselves in. And then we let the environment manufacture a facade of a future. God's only good. And the future is only good. God is only righteous. And your future is only righteous. That word's also a derivative of a Latin word meaning righteously wise. We have the understanding of wisdom. If you will, the Proverbs of God, the wisdom of God, the Psalms of God. I have the mind of Christ. What does that mean? I surrendered to the will of the Father, and I found that in that was everything I tried to find on my own and couldn't. Everything I fought for and couldn't battle my way into. The Sabbath of the Lord. The Sabbath of God. That therefore remains a rest unto the people of God. But they just wouldn't believe in it. But it still remains. But there also remains a veil over their eyes because they continue to contend instead of live. They contend for purpose instead of living by purpose. Your purpose of God. Today and tomorrow and forevermore is blessed of the Lord. You're covered, you're shielded. God's shade watches over you. He protects you. But you can live in an identity crisis all your life, fighting, battling, thinking this didn't happen, that didn't, why am I dealing with this? But if you'll do what Jesus said, even when you see all these things come around you, wars and rumors of wars and conflict, perplexity of nations, he said, don't look at that. Because I'm sending you as a sign into the nations of the earth, a covenant. I'm making you a blessing. I'll make you a blessing to the nations. Just like, why did God lead them to the sea instead of around? Because he said, I'm going to show you my glory. You can't get across that. And guess what? Neither can they. But I'm going to show you the difference of those that believe and heed my word and those that contend with it. You'll walk through on dry ground. They'll never make it halfway through. The blessing of the Lord covers you and keeps you. He's your shade. He's your shadow. Only good will happen to you. I want you to stand with me tonight. And I want you to say, only good will happen to me. Don't let it just be a word in your mouth. Let it be your understanding. Only good. See, to worship God is not to worship him like he's temporarily off duty or that he is asleep. I love when Elijah said, where's your God? Maybe he's took a rest. Maybe he's having lunch. Maybe he's got a little tired and fell asleep. And what Elijah's spirit was saying is, my God is ever present. He's ever with me. He's ever in strength. He's ever watching over me. Because he is really God. God. He's referred to as the Lord ever present. The Almighty, which literally means the only might and mighty one. The eternal, which means always, ever, there. Where? Everywhere. He's called the ever-present God. And if you allow your heart and your mind, the soil of your mind, to receive this word tonight, something different will start to take place in your life. It will allow you to feel the presence of the glory. The tension leaves. The frustration leaves. And what God promised, not in your future, promise is always before you. You can't have a promise in the future. Promise has to be before you. Right? Right. And he said, you're living by the promise of God. This is the promise or the covenant I make with you, says the Lord God. So Father, tonight I just speak the covenant of God, the blessedness of the Lord over this body. That we're not having to move forward. And being still, knowing you're God, the only God, all good, all holy, all righteous, all praise belongs to you because you're so praiseworthy. All thanks belongs to you because everything you do is thankworthy. Take us out of the rigidness of our minds by our worship to you. Take us out of the staleness of day-to-day living and into the season of fresh bread, new manna, a well-watered garden by the revelation of who you are, O God. We're here to glorify you. You and you alone are God. You are the ever-present one. We're taking dominion over the earth right now. And we say, all things bow down and worship the Lord, for He is worthy to be praised. Your mind, your soil, your heart. Bow down and worship God. And you won't have to find increase. It will find you. You won't have to find peace. It will overwhelm you. It will come on you. Jesus said, I'm giving it into you. This is our victory in all the world. Our faith. And we call upon the heavens of God. Hear, O heavens, earth, give ear, for the Spirit of the Lord God has spoken. His word has gone forth into all the earth, declaring His glory and His righteousness. Let the earth bow down and worship Him. Let your minds be solvent in His word. Let your mind receive the excellence of His glory. For He has already placed it within you. Before you were birthed from your mother's womb, He knew you and knit every member together. He well purposed you. You were fearfully and wonderfully made. The earth surrenders to you. There is no power but of God. There is no authority but of God. There is no force but of God. There is no word of truth but of God. In all that you do, the Lord will lead you. The Lord and the Lord alone opens your eyes in the morning. The Lord and the Lord alone closes your eyes at night. The Lord and the Lord alone gives you breath in your lungs. The Lord and the Lord alone heals you. The Lord and the Lord alone strengthens you. The Lord and the Lord alone, only the Lord, will lead you in the way you are to go. The Lord and the Lord alone, He will make provision for you. The Lord and the Lord alone will prevail in all things, and you'll not even know that the sun is hot, that the desert is dry. The Lord said, in the desert places, in the dry places, I will make you like a well-watered garden. I will show you the increase of the Lord. For the promise of the Lord is even in the driest of places. Pray that in your dry season, the Lord shows you a well-watered garden, and you are the planting of the Lord. That out of you comes such excellence of praise and worship and joy and thanksgiving, that what you thought you could do is overwhelmed by what God does through you. That even as the children of Israel looked up and said, truly, this is the hand of the living God. It's not by might or effort or power, therefore we cannot fail. But it's by the Spirit of the living God. I release to this body, to everyone viewing, the rain of God, the water of the Lord, just that freshness of God, peace in your mind. Feel like you've just been cleansed by the Word. Now you're clean through the Word. He said, I've spoken to you. That revelation begins to sprout out of you like fruit on a vine. That your steps are ordered of the Lord, and fear and uncertainty vanishes from your mind. That your thoughts and your steps are established and ordered of the Lord. For the Lord and the Lord alone has chosen you. The Lord and the Lord alone has created you. The Lord and the Lord alone, He will bless you and He will lead you in the way of favor. And He will make you prosperous in all things. For the Lord and the Lord alone is good. The great God of heaven, all that is, creator of all that was and all that is to be. The Lord, Savior and Redeemer, the one and only true salvation, Jesus the Christ, the everlasting, eternal Son of the living God. We are blessed in the name of Jesus. We are blessed in the name of the Lord God of hosts. Yeshua HaMashiach. We bless your name, mighty God. Eternal One. Elohim. El Shaddai. We bless you. Holy God. Eternal One. God of salvation. Lord of peace. We believe you. And we believe in you. And we believe through you. To your people, I speak the blessedness of God. And all I do, my words are just as water to the seed that's already sown in you. If you believe the things that you say, if you believe the things which you say will come to pass, you will have what you say. According to your faith, be it unto you. Out of you will flow rivers of life-giving water. We are an answer to the world. Not vagabonds, not slaves, not servants to it, not those needing to just escape. We are the liberated, we are the redeemed, we are the raised up of the Lord, we are the chosen of God, we are the anointed from the Father by the power of the Holy Spirit. We are favored of God because of the righteousness of Christ that overcame and overcomes all things. For the Lord and the Lord alone will lead you and will guide you and will be with you. The Lord and the Lord alone determines your future. And it is a good future, filled with benefits and blessing and joy and peace. We are the standard of the nations. By the word of the Lord, we stand and declare the favor and the blessedness of God. We sow into the earth the blessedness of the Lord. And according to the spoken word of God, we say, earth, bow and worship the living God. Surrender to his presence and his power. For he is ever present. And he is ever with us. Only the Lord will determine your future. And your future is good, a future of favor, a future of strength. Father, we give you praise. Tonight we've sown a seed. We tilled the soil of the mind. We made fertile by your word the mind, the soil of your people. And we sowed the word of truth and life and righteousness. We glorified you that that seed takes root in the heart, that it becomes who we are. So our understanding is by faith in who you are. And Father, we give you praise in Jesus' name. And everyone shouted. No, everyone shouted. Come on.